Hello, my name is Thea. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I have a question about my second COVID shot.
Okay, what's going on?
I got my first one at Foley this past week. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering, are they going to continue? I mean, it's for your second shot, it's the same thing, right? It's a drive-through.
Whatever your first shot is, you should have for your second. As far as it being the same shot, I don't know if they offer more than if they offer just the Pfizer or if it's the Moderna.
I got Moderna.
Moderna.
But,
so you're already aware that they're 28 days apart from when you get the first shot?
Yeah, I got the date for my second one. It's just that I asked them when I got my shot, I said, now, do I come back here for my second shot? And they said, check online. Well, whatever. That doesn't mean anything to me.
Where did you go to get your shot?
At BOA in Foley.
Is that a health department? I'm not entirely sure. I'm not familiar with that area.
Okay, it's a drive-through clinic that they have at an amusement park. But it's the Alabama Department of Health. That's what it is.
Okay. That's who sponsored it? Is it like a sponsored thing that they're doing?
Yeah, it's Alabama. Yeah, it's they vaccinate like 1,000 a day.
Okay. Well, if they're still there, then you should be able to go back there. Did you have to make an appointment for it, or you could just walk in or drive in?
Well, that's what I asked them. I says, so are you going to have – I'm supposed to get my second one on March 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, are you going to have a clinic here on March 2nd? She goes, I don't know. So,
okay. Because we wouldn't know. If it's regarding the health departments, we would know. But we don't even know about anything outside of that. So you would have to look on their website, whoever's sponsoring that drive-in service, and see.
It's the Alabama Department of Public Health. That's who sponsored it. Alabama Department of Public Health.
So go on that adph.gov website and see if they're still going to be hosting that. They should have something posted up with dates that they'll be doing it from in the time frame. I'm not entirely sure.
They only have it posted through February. That's why I was.
Okay, so you might have to go to a different location. They probably won't be there anymore after whatever the last date is in February. That they'll be there. So you might, just to be on the safe side, if they're not there, you might want to look into registering for a different location who has Moderna for you. Hello?
Wow.
We still on the phone?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was just thinking.
I don't know if they extended their location or anything, but just in case, to be on the safe side, it wouldn't hurt to look into an alternate place just in case they're not there anymore.
How could I find that information out, do you know?
I can refer you to our vaccine appointment line, and they can give you some places if you'd like.
Hold on.
You got a paper and pen?
That's not.
Mm-hmm. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. That number is 855-566-5333, okay?
Oh, that's that number you can never get through on.
Oh, well, you're good
right
now. The call volume isn't that high, so you should really be, like, next in line once you call the number. You should be good. Call volume isn't that high on that 855 number, so you should be fine.
Okay. Well, I just hope they have one. They should, because there were 1,000 people getting their vaccinations that day, so they should have another clinic there. But
they'll be able to further assist you regarding the vaccine. Unless you were trying to get a COVID test, I would be able to further assist you if you're trying to see if you tested positive for COVID, but as far as vaccines, that's going to be that 855 number.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. Hope I've been able to help. And if you need more information, visit the following websites, adph.org or that cdc.gov. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Okay, have a good one.
Goodbye.